Hello, this is Horror Chatter, and today I want to talk about Netflix. I want to talk about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson live on Netflix Saturday, July the 20th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Okay. And let me tell you something. Maybe because I'm the age that I'm at, you know, 45, I can look at things through a different lens, you know. And for me, and this is just what I see, Netflix got most of their money from the Squid Games. I hope that's what it's called. I hope that I got it right. But it's a show where a hierarchy sits down and watches, you know, people get killed for money. They've always had this hand in greed of any, you know, every kind. And I'm just going, Jake, who talked you into this? Who told you that it would be a good idea to go against Mike Tyson? You see, the thing about Mike Tyson is he's one of the greatest fighters who ever lived. And it's just documented as proof. I mean, it is what it is. He's gotten older, but he's gotten wiser. He can control his anger. You know, he doesn't take anything personal. He's found peace, especially with his past. So he's very focused. And here's just my opinion. I've seen hits knock people out, you know, and I don't think there's enough money, in my opinion, excuse my French, in my opinion, to fight him. Okay, I don't know how much money is on the line. I don't know how much they're going to get paid, but this is like a suicide mission. Okay, I remember one time I was watching Mike Tyson's show and he literally got a fistful of mushrooms, y'all, and ate them with nothing to drink, no kickback, no nothing. Okay, he continued the show unfazed. So when you think about somebody like that, it's almost darn near impossible to beat them. And I'm sorry, Netflix, what is your issue? I want to know this. I want to know, what is your issue? You're going on this bandwagon of making things and making profit off of people's pain. You know, doing things, promoting things that profits off of people hurting people. And that's how you're making your money. I canceled Netflix. And honestly, I'm not going back to Netflix. I'm done. I am done. Okay? It's just a bunch of bullcrap, honestly. There's nothing fresh. There's nothing new. There's nothing good. They don't even try anymore. And then they hike up the prices to where it's like, what am I paying for? So, like, here you go. You're so desperate. Saturday, July the 20th, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. And here's what I pray. I pray nobody gets hurt. I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass serious. Because Mike Tyson isn't just a regular fighter, okay? Mike Tyson is a fighter who is going to win, who is very determined, who is very well trained. And I'm sorry, if Jake takes him down or some crap like that, it's staged. Straight up. It's staged. It is staged. When Netflix, when did you decide you was getting into the fighting arena? That's what I want to know. When you decide you was going to get into that? You know, so I just think it's propaganda. It's just somebody watching somebody else, you know, pain and hurt and crap. You know, it's not entertainment. It's really trash. It's a trashy idea to get money. You know, so until the next time, this is Hard Chatter, and I thank you so much for listening.